An estimated 20,000 to 30,000 people are expected to come to London this month to attend the third European Social Forum, taking place between Thursday 14th and Sunday 17th.
Around 1,000 people have been registering every day and paying £20 or £30 to attend. The first 20,000 will receive a free 3-day travel card.
The ESF will be a massive event that will see hundreds of seminars, workshops and cultural events taking place at Alexandra Palace and in the Bloomsbury area of London.
However, with less than 2 weeks to go before the ESF begins, there is a potentially politically embarrassing severe accommodation crisis, with thousands wanting to come from Europe unsure if they can afford London prices and requesting free accommodation.
Over the last year, the ESF organising process has repeatedly been accused of being untransparent and non-participatory. Accusations have centred around the actions of the Socialist Workers' Party, Socialist Action, and the political and financial control of Mayor Ken Livingstone's Greater London Authority, GLA.
For more information, see the Indymedia Newswire. Partly in response to the criticisms of the official ESF process, several autonomous spaces and other initiatives, with well over 200 workshops and seminars and other events, have been scheduled between Wednesday the 13th and Sunday the 17th.
Indymedia is producing a newspaper guide to the autonomous spaces and is also organising a 4-day Indymedia Centre to facilitate reporting DIY media production. Themes will include surveillance and the security state, biometric ID cards, migrants, no borders, gender, intellectual property, copyright, creative commons, corporate media and alternative media.
Other alt media initiatives include an ESF breakfast show on Resonance FM and this streaming ESF coverage from Rampart Radio. Further sources of information will include info points located at the Camden Centre, the Rampart Social Centre, and Lark in Fieldgate Street.
The Camden Centre is just one of a number of autonomous spaces organising events during the ESF. The Womwells have sent out a request for translating of the Call of Autonomous Spaces text and currently have text in Italian, Spanish, French and Greek, but additional translations are needed.
Despite the eviction of their social centre in Tufnell Park last month, they have put together a massive programme for Beyond ESF, packing in over 70 workshops into 5 days. They have invited participation in discussion and direct action around the themes of surveillance and control, social centres, precarious work, no borders, Zapatismo, and mobilising for the G8 in Scotland next year. The venue for all this will be Middlesex University, close to the official ESF venue at Alexandra Palace.
At the Rampart Creative Centre and Social Space, as well as streaming this ESF coverage from the new alt media production facilities, there will be a cheap food and free internet access throughout the ESF, along with video screenings, live music and other cultural events every evening, plus an end of ESF ramp party on the Sunday night. Meanwhile, split between Conway Hall and the London School of Economics, the Solidarity Village operates under the slogan "Another Economy is Possible."
Meanwhile, split between Conway Hall and the London School of Economics, the Solidarity Village operates under the slogan "Another Economy is Possible." People will get Let's tokens to spend in exchange for a fee of £5 to £10 each day to attend activities including Life Despite Capitalism, Wellbeing Spaces, The Moon Room, and Pagan Magical Activism. At UCL Bartlett, the Urban Forum will provide a series of open mic discussions surrounding democratic participation, public space, public art, feminism, the Olympics, environmental issues, housing, transport and food issues, citizenship, and the effects of globalisation and neoliberalisation on development and the city.
Taking a different approach, the Laboratory of Insurrectionary Imagination has been planning activities which fall outside of and in between the spaces of culture and politics, between resistance and creativity. Meanwhile, with 6 months of preparation behind them, the European Creative Forum, ECF, will take democracy onto the streets with a mobile carnival forum featuring one of the Vajol-powered double-decker buses that took the human shields to Iraq. They aim to provide a volatile mix of politics and pleasure and recommend that people bring radios so that everyone can dance to the same beat. The carnival will interlink some of the key venues and take the forum out of the traditional conference hall and to the so-called everyday people.
There will also be two critical mass bike rides on Friday the 15th, one starting at midday and the other in the evening, both with a climate change theme. Bring radios. Optional dress code is London Underwater 2050. Rubber rings, fish, mermaids, snookles, etc. It will end with London Rising Tide of Resistance to Climate Chaos at 3:30 p.m. at the Edith Carville statue opposite the entrance to the BP-sponsored National Portrait Gallery on Charing Cross Road. The evening ride will be to the ESF venue at Alexandra Palace itself.